No dancing like that. More from the Iowa Almanac in a moment.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods Month this April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans, such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk, are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward.
The Marshalltown Times-Republican for April 18, 1919, included a small ad which read as follows. Public dancing at my open-air pavilion will begin Wednesday evening, April 23, weather permitting. On account of the complaints and objections to dancing of late, I hereby announce that the shimmy, or any other immoral dance, will not be tolerated, and persons violating my rulings will be rejected admission. Your patronage solicited and assured a good, clean evening's entertainment. Signed, W.H. Niederhauser. The folks in Marshalltown were not alone in expressing concern about the dance, which dominated American music publishing, recording, and performing that year. It was featured on Broadway by the Ziegfeld Follies, and Mae West included it in her stage act. Technically, the shimmy is a dance move in which the body is held still except for the shoulders, which are alternated back and forth. But Philadelphia police cracked down on those doing the shimmy at street dances in the summer of 1919, and like in Mr. Niederhauser's place in Marshalltown, it was banned in dance halls across the country that year and into the 1920s. Those bans only made the dance more popular, it seemed, and flappers in the 1920s often did the shimmy. By the time the rock and roll era came in the 1950s, it was the subject of pop songs. And while some parents were not crazy about it, and one author wrote, "The road to hell is too often paved with jazz steps," the shimmy was here to stay. But some tried to stop it, like Marshalltown Pavilion owner W.H. Niederhauser, who gave notice in the local newspaper that the shimmy would be banned from his establishment on this date in 1919. And that's Iowa Almanac for April 18th. Follow us on Twitter at Iowa Almanac. Until tomorrow, I'm Jeff Stein.